just a little bit about yourself.
Okay, well, my name is Bob Fleming, number one. I'm a native of Burlington, fourth generation, and I happen to like Burlington. I worked for a local company for 40 years, had a chance to travel all over the United States and so forth, so I see it. There are a lot of good things in this country, but Burlington's my home. I got involved in and interested in city government a number of years ago. We were going to change the form of government to the present council manager. And I really got into that and enjoyed it, and I didn't plan on it, but I got talked into running for office, and I was elected. They elected five of us. I came in fifth. But anyway, we hired our first city manager. So that was an experience that really kind of encouraged me to go further, and I was working at the time. I didn't have time to run again, but now I am retired. I have the time. And I think more interesting, I have the interest. I mean, I enjoy doing it. We don't get many compliments, as you know. It's the nature of the business, but I enjoy it. We've got a city manager that's outstanding, and that makes it so much more pleasurable, if you will. Jim is a smart man. He's strong on finances, and he knows what he's doing. So serving with him is fun. I mean, we are ultimately responsible, granted, but under this form of government, the way I look at it, after we're elected, our job is to let the manager manage. And that's what I try to do.
Was it a difficult decision? I mean, obviously you mentioned you enjoy it, but you don't always get the compliments. Was it difficult to think, yeah, you know, I'm ready to do another 4 years? Was there any hesitation at any point?
Yeah, a little. My wife, for one. Bob, why are you doing this again? I've got two sons that live here. They were surprised. But I thought, why not? I mean, maybe I won't be reelected anyway. I mean, so I'm still going to be here. I'm still going to be interested in the community. I'm still going to be involved. I'm involved in a number of things in the community, and that's not going to change. So if the public wants me in there for another few years, great. If they don't, I understand that too. I mean, I'm not the smartest guy in town. Close, but not.
What are the traits and characteristics that you bring as a city council member?
Well, I think, first of all, I was in marketing and sales for 40 years, and I was in a management position where I was able to make a lot of decisions and see how people operate and so forth. And it just seems to me that that experience has helped me to understand how a city government should be run, if you will. And that's why I'm so high on the city manager. I see how he operates and the way I was taught in school and all. It's, again, you let managers manage. And so that's the story, really. I mean,
what do you see right now as the biggest challenge facing Burlington, and how would you work to address it if you were reelected to the city council?
I'm not going to answer that directly because I don't have all the solutions. I wish I did. We have some projects, though. We have the Memorial Auditorium down here. I don't know what we're going to do. I don't know what we should do, but it's a serious issue that must be addressed. We have the flood mitigation project going down here, which is going to affect our riverfront. And if you consider, the riverfront's our most valuable piece of real estate. So we have to be very careful and, I think thoroughly as to how we're going to do this. The other thing, of course, our taxable base here is not growing. Therefore, we need a lot of study on finances. I mean, that's the key thing. Raising taxes is the last thing we should do. And hopefully we can just find ways to continue to be efficient, more efficient, if you will, drive out waste whenever we can. And as far as I'm concerned, we put our emphasis on public safety, which is police and fire, and then public works, which includes primarily streets, which we need a lot of work on. Just the way I look at things, I don't get all hung up on individual issues. I mean, we have to look at the broad scope of things. And what maybe there isn't an issue in this area today, but tomorrow it might be. For instance, we have the firemen situation where they got a SAFER grant, which is great, enabled us to hire six more firemen, put another ambulance on the deal, which is great. However, in the third year, this is going to be a challenge. Well, I don't want to wait for the third year. I think now we have to start planning for that. How are we going to do that? Don't wait till the council then has to figure it out. Do it now. So I think forward thinking is something that I'm pretty good at, trying to anticipate and so forth. I think the other thing, I represent everybody. I mean, I don't have anybody really bothering me that much. I have thick skin, I guess, at this time. But I'm just respectful of all the people that have voted for me, but more importantly, I'm respectful for the citizens of this town. I love Burlington. I think it's a great place, and if I can make it better, I'd like to do that.
Has there been a decision lately on the council that you are extremely proud to say that you were able to vote for, or even a decision that maybe went against the way you voted? Anything like that stand out to you?
No, not really. Sorry about that. One thing that does stand out in my mind, though, we had debt on a number of projects from a few years ago. And with Jim Furnow's leadership and dedication, as of this past month, we have retired all of that debt. I think that's great. Then we had this ongoing goal of trying to increase the funds available in the general fund. And we're shooting for a goal of about 15. And we're not there yet, but we're on the way. So again, I look at so many of these things as a continuing process. And that's why I think I could maybe be a good candidate. I've been in on the process. I know what's happening, and I know what has to happen. So I hope I can just keep going in that direction.
And that's what I was going to say. How much do you think your experience, how long have you been on the city council?
Well, this is my second four-year term. If I'm elected, this will be the last one.
How important is it having that experience in a time with Burlington getting through all, you used to have those negative fund balances and you've been working through those and all these things. How important is it to have people on the council that have been through that and seen that through?
Well, I think it's critical importance. I mean, now granted, there are a lot of good people that are applying to get on the council, and that doesn't mean that none of them are qualified. I think my experience certainly gives me a good chance, if you will, to be reelected. And again, if I'm not, no big deal. But we have to get good people on the council, and we have to be looking forward, not backward. As I say, I don't have any axe to grind with anybody, and I know there are some people that get upset about this and upset, but you just keep moving ahead. You have to have a positive attitude, and that's what I've got.
You mentioned the riverfront earlier. There's so much stuff's going to be going on down there, a lot of talk about what to do with the parking lot, the land down there. Do you have anything that you would really like to see once that flood wall is installed and all the work is done down there? Do you have a vision for what you'd like to see the riverfront look like?
Not really. I know it's not nice for me to be nonspecific, but again, I've got some ideas, but I need to see more. I want to see the thing develop a little further. I was down just yesterday watching them with that pile driver putting those things 50 feet into the base, you know. And I've seen drawings and all, so I've got some ideas of what I think might happen down there. But I've had people come to me, though, and say, for instance, Bob, what you ought to do is put a first-class hotel right down there on the riverfront. It'd be great. Well, maybe that's good. Maybe it isn't. I don't know. Other people say, keep it open, clean it up, make it available for the public so they can be down there viewing the river, enjoying this great real estate. But again, I'm open for suggestions. That's the other thing. I like to listen to other people. So while I may be not being very definitive with you this morning, that isn't because I don't want to be, but I just don't like to make commitments that I can't stand up to. And I like to listen to people, though. There are a lot of good people in this community who have a lot of good ideas, and I enjoy listening to them. So hopefully I'm making the right decisions.
Do you think the city council should create some sort of the TIF gets talked about a lot, more of a definitive policy? Do you think that's something that needs to be done?
Yes, I really do. The idea of just waiting for something to come forward and say, oh, gee, what are we going to do? I'm all for formulating a policy of some kind. I'm not sure I know exactly how we're going to do that. But and a lot of different opinions on how you go about with economic development, using TIF or not using it. And I know, for instance, there's a nice housing development going up off of Sunnyside. That's not TIF. That's going to be great. So you say, well, then why should we do TIF on the one on West Avenue? Well, I don't know. Maybe we should. Maybe we shouldn't. These are difficult decisions. And usually, no matter which way you go, you're going to aggravate some people. So TIF is something that's got to be considered, and like you pointed out, we ought to have a policy so there's no surprise as to when a given project qualifies, if you will, for that category.
And really the final thing, do you think Burlington has an image issue right now?
Well, I do, yeah, but I think it's a good one. You know, I mean, you hear all this stuff about the crime and all. In fact, a year ago, the chief of police took me up to Davenport. He wanted to show me a new police station or a newer one as to what they look like. And I met their chief up there, and talking to them, I said, we have a lot of crime down here in Burlington. He said, you think so? He said, we got a lot of it here, too, and we got a lot of it across the river in Moline and in Clinton and Dubuque. You're not alone. And so I think some of these things are blown out of proportion. Yes, there are serious problems. But what I like, we have good leadership with our police department, and they're not just sitting back waiting for the next shot to be fired. They've got a number of programs in place working with young people, trying to bring them into a society where the cop is a good guy and not a bad guy. So there's so many good, positive things going on in this town, and that's what I always look for. And so what the heck? I think we got a good deal going here. Can we make it better? Sure, and that's the job.